This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being involved and engaged, not just kind of hanging out. You know what I mean? You know, you got a whole bunch of people on the Facebook page, a whole bunch of people on our regular, website, because we have a chat room there as well. People that you probably wouldn't mind being with. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. It's like the smorgasbord hour, too. We got a whole bunch of stories I am going to run through. And if you can't keep up, well, so be it. You'll live. I promise. Anyway, again, always a pleasure. All right. What story? Oh, yeah. No, we'll start with this one. You know, the FBI does have double standards. We already know that. Comey has turned the FBI into such a bad organization. And I'm not talking about the rank and file. Please do not take it that way. I've got family that work for the FBI. And you can talk about having family on both sides of the aisle. I have family on both sides of the legal aisle. Anyway, the FBI agent, like Strzok, he was texting, "We'll stop Trump from becoming president." Now, the thing I love about this, can you imagine if anybody, and I do mean anybody, on the right had put something like that out? How do you think that would be received? You know, the loving couple, Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, the two that were cheating on their spouses or whatever, partners, spouses, whatever you want to call them. First of all, you'd have to read the whole group of texts that were going back and forth between them. They were going to stop this guy just shy of taking him out. They were going to stop this guy. Lisa Page said, "Trump's not going to become president, right?" Peter responds, "No, we will stop him." Inspector General says, "There's no political bias here. This guy's serious." No, I'm not saying the Inspector General did a bad job. Because I am sure he was beside himself trying to figure out how to keep from not being killed. Right? Wouldn't you? And still getting the truth out there. You know, somebody asked me today, and again, I'm not a deep, dark state, Agenda 21, something else going on here kind of guy. But I got to tell you, when you see what's going on with Sessions, I'm now to the point where I'm starting to believe, okay, some of you will catch this, some of you won't get it all. They know where his grandkids go to school. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine. I've been told that there's over 10,000 indictments sitting on his desk that he's trying to work through. I don't know if I believe it. I'm just saying. But I really believe that there's a bit of an underlying threat going on there. And that is why he hasn't gone aggressively after everybody. And I said, look, and some people don't agree with me. I know some of you out there don't agree with me. Do it with Giuliani. Let Giuliani deal with it. Let Giuliani have it. And you know why I said Giuliani? Because he has sat with, been up against the mafia. He has been threatened. He knows what it's like. He's got a spine. He knows how to push back and fight. You know what I'm saying here? Know what I'm saying over here? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So anyhow, any way to get involved, any way to help out is always good. And anyway, you should be. FBI agent Peter Strzok texted a fellow bureau officer in August of 2016, "We will stop Donald Trump." Wow. I mean, that's a pretty stern statement from an FBI agent. The Washington Post reported that the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, reports includes an August 2016 text message exchange between Strzok and then-FBI lawyer Lisa Page. Right? And Horowitz, reviewed months ago, revealed other anti-Trump texts between the two officials were romantically involved. The Stop Trump text goes further and is likely to fuel claims from the White House that the Bureau was working against him. There's no claim. You see it happening. Right? In Louisiana, we call that bias. We don't call that objective, said Senator John Kennedy, Republican out of Louisiana. Right? House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy said in a statement that the report shows an alarming destructive level of animus displayed by the top officials. Peter Strzok's manifest bias trending towards the animus cast a pall on this investigation. Look, when you have that much deep-seated hate for someone, when you have that much deep, there's no way to get along. Second, I'm the recipient of that. From people who hate the fact that there's a right-wing conservative Christian on a school board, even though I'm not in their face about it. Right? I mean, I have to go, and you should hear the hate. They make up stuff about me because they can't do it any other way. The beauty is, if they had done this to me 4 years ago, they might have made some headway. The problem is they have gotten known in the last, especially over the last 2 years, so much for spewing garbage that it will have no effect. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more on the other side of the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say,
we are back. Oh, God bless America. Well, we're on break. The 80s called. They wanted their music back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation. You know what? I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I don't care the way you think about things. As long as you're honest about it and you're willing to be respectful in the way you put it out there, let's talk about it. Right? I want input. I want information. Brent from North Carolina, always, always, always appreciate the time that you give me. Thanks for listening.
Hey, how are you? I just think that the FBI did a poor job throwing the election to Clinton, you know, with the whole press conference a few days before the election, and Comey coming out with the previous, you know, loan statement of non-indictment of Clinton that you know basically ran through every possible reason that about the private email server. So I mean, I just find it odd that there's this big conspiracy and Comey does a press conference 12 days before the election.
Well, you think? But wait a minute. You think he was actually trying to do something, or was it total incompetence?
I think the Republicans have worked the refs with the FBI and justice system for years about bias within the FBI and Justice Department, and I think that Comey was scared to death that he would be seen as being biased towards the Democrats, and thus that caused him to overcompensate and do something that hurt Clinton.
Well, you know what, Brent, I kind of don't agree with you from a standpoint of look at how he handled that whole investigation from day one. Look at how the things that he let slide, the things that he didn't do, and when it
he
came to investigating that.
Slot.
What's that?
I mean, what you have is, you know, is Clinton used basically her private email. So she had her you know, non-classified mail sent to her unclassified private email so it could be printed off and read. So, you know, this isn't her forwarding something that's on a secret secret network.
No, it definitely wasn't a secret network. We all know about it. But Brent, you can't say that because now they have found out, now they have proven there were classified emails sent to her server. And,
so,
you know,
so the classified emails, so you're talking about some of the emails that were forwarded were marked with a C for confidential, and there were some mentions of not by her, but deeper in the email chain, of information that was classified.
But Brent, wait a minute. You can't keep running on. She also said in her own words. Now hold on. She also said in her own words that things don't have to be marked as classified to be. You should know what's classified and not classified information. So let's get past that. Even if there's one piece of classified email, she is guilty of passing on classified email and lying about what was going through her server and out of it. Was she not?
No, if you read the law,
but Comey said she was.
If you read the law, you have to knowingly do that and have an intent to harm the United States, which is why the FBI didn't prosecute her. The FBI's normal policy isn't to run down a laundry list of everything they find in an investigation when they can't charge a crime. I mean, doing what Comey did when he didn't have the evidence to charge him, and then coming out 12 days before an election and doing it again. I mean, that is the outrageous.
So you think Comey was working for the Republicans, right?
I think his foolishness cost the election for Clinton. I don't think there's any doubt that coming out and getting the quote-unquote email scandal in the news 12 days before an election is what cost the election.
I think it was incompetence.
What's hilarious is you guys will go on some big conspiracy theory, even though the actions that Comey did likely cost Clinton the election.
No, Clinton cost Clinton the election. Her numbers were already going down. She couldn't connect to the people. She really couldn't make a case as to why she should be president.
If you look at a statistical analysis of the polls, you can see the effect of
Brent,
that press conference.
Well, the polls up until the week before the election, the polls showed her in the low 90%. The polls were wrong, and they've been wrong. Okay, and I think the left scared their own people into not saying that they would vote for Trump. Dems voted for Trump.
Union workers voted for Trump. No,
you know,
the polls, the national polls were correct. I mean, she won by 2% of the vote. So let's hold on.
She didn't win by 90. She was supposed to slaughter him. And the only places she won
big in the big liberal Democrat cities.
Let's not change history.
So, just because we lost. Did you still get the vote?
So people in cities don't get the vote. No, don't twist my words. It's not what I said.
But if you live in a place where nobody surrounds you, your vote should count more than if you live in a city.
Didn't say that. All I said to you was this.
That's what you're implying, because the only place you won was big liberal cities.
Big liberal cities. The people that were doing the work, the people that were starving, the people that were being hurt the most, the people she urinated all over, she wouldn't give any time a day to, are the ones that got to vote and said, I've had enough of this stuff. I want somebody who actually cares about me. And let's be really honest, Brent. She can't even figure out why she lost. She's blamed it on white people. She's blamed it on white men. She's blamed it on everybody but Hillary Clinton. Hey, I appreciate the call. We got to go to break. You can keep talking, but you'll be talking to yourself. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Brent from North Carolina. Always appreciated a spirited phone call. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
What a great theme song. For the federal government, don't you think? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you listen to the last segment, see? Respectful. I don't care if you're spirited. I don't even care if you don't agree with me. You know, we should be able to get along like that. It's okay. It's a good thing. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email. If you don't want to be on the air, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. If you don't want to send an email, then you can you can I'll hop up on one of the chat rooms on Facebook and or on the website. The website, you'll find that too, therealside.com. So somebody sent me this the other day and said, hey, you know, this is exactly what you guys do, and you need to understand this, and you guys play this what-if game. It's not right. It's wrong. Blah, 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 blah. Help me throw up the whole nine yards. I don't necessarily want to give this guy any time. Not that he needs me to give him time. Okay, he's got his own audience and that kind of stuff. This guy's name is John Oliver. Okay? And I guess he does a weekly or nightly show or what have you. And the show's called Last Week Tonight. Well, that's kind of cute. He's doing a bit called Stupid Watergate 2. Because, you know, that's what some people are calling everything that's going down right now. And what's really fun here, I'll do what I usually do, which is I'll start to play it and comment on it, because it's the most asinine, because it really is back to we're all right, they're all wrong. We do God's work, they do Satan's work. And it's the hypocritical side of things where why wasn't the Me Too movement big during Clinton? Why was it that everybody kept their mouth shut around him and knew what was going on, and none of those people have been called out? None of them. Trump makes lewd comments about women, wrong to make, made them nonetheless. And he should be impeached. He should be, before he was a president, they wanted him to be impeached for comments. Crazy. Stupid. Okay? He might have had an affair with a pole dancer, hooker, whatever she is, a porn star. Consensual sex, not forced on her. Got to be impeached. Got to go. Right? You have Billy Bob Clinton forcing himself on women. And everybody kept quiet about it. Then his wife went and shamed them, victim shamed them. And again, everybody kept quiet about it. Now let's hear right from them, because I know some of you don't listen to them. I do from time to time. I have to from time to time. Let's listen to their perspective, or his perspective, John Oliver, of what he thinks about us. Seriously.
We thought we'd update you on the ongoing Trump administration scandals that we've been calling stupid Watergate. A scandal potentially on the scale of Watergate, but where everyone involved is dumb and terrible and bad at everything. Now, last month, Mark...
Now, see, can you imagine us? I'm just starting right off the bat here. Can you imagine us making these kind of comments, being this nasty towards the left? They would look at us as hateful, right? Vitriolic people.
It's the one-year anniversary of the Mueller investigation.
All right, first thing wrong. It's not the one. It might be the one-year anniversary of Mueller taking the realm, but they've been doing this for almost 2 years now. Obama started this when he was president. Yo, John, do you know how to use a calendar? Just asking.
As the president and his supporters call it.
Robert Mueller's illegitimate runaway witch hunt. It is and has been from the beginning a witch hunt.
This is a witch hunt.
This is a witch hunt.
Basically a witch hunt.
The witch hunt, if you will.
It's a damn witch hunt.
Yes, they've been derisively referring to the Mueller investigation as a witch hunt, which is...
And in reality, the reason it is a witch hunt is they're... Do your homework, people. They're looking for a witch where there wasn't one. They're going to make somebody a witch. They are going to find a way to get Trump guilty on a lie or stubbing his toe and saying he didn't or having sex with Stormy when he didn't or not having sex with Stormy when he did. That's why we call it a witch hunt. Where is the evidence?
A little ironic, because you just know, if Giuliani, Hannity, and Trump had been alive back when people burned witches, they'd have had front row seats toasting marshmallows while trying to conceal their boners. Now, it's also a strange claim, considering that Mueller's team has, in the past year, charged 20 people and 3 companies and gathered 5 guilty pleas. So if this is a witch...
Yeah, the problem is the guilty pleas are from people who lied to the FBI about what they said, not Trump. And some of those guilties were before and had nothing to do with the Russian probe. See, this is where they leave this stuff up, but I'm going to help you fill in the gaps.
Witch hunt, witches exist. Meaning, we should probably change all references on our history books to 16th century witch hunts to read, "That time we were right to murder all those teenage girls in a lake." And the fact the investigation...
Anybody know how many witches they burned? Or how many witches they killed? I think it was like 8. Yeah, it was a very low number. Until somebody else came to their senses and said, "Whoa, stop. You can't throw a body in the lake and say when it floats to the top, she was a witch." Didn't work that way. No, wait a minute. If she sunk, she would have been a witch. When you're dead, you float to the top. So every one of them floated to the top and was like, "Well, I guess she wasn't a witch. Too bad. Next."
Investigation has been moving fast is good news, because set aside for right now how you feel about Trump or politics, the question, did a hostile foreign government try to manipulate our election, is something any reasonable person should want answered quickly. And yet, an increasing number of...
And yet, I wish I could do a British accent, I can't. And yet, Mr. Obama knew what was going on, he was told it was going on, he told it was happening, and he did nothing about it. Absolutely nothing. So is he also guilty? John, I'm just curious.
Americans seem to want the investigation to stop. Last July, support for investigation stood at 62%, but a recent poll found it's now down to just 54%, and that is troubling. Because
it's troubling because some of you are actually using your God-given ability to think and seeing this for what it is, and the numbers are going down even more, John. I know you don't want to tell people that. People, the majority of Americans are sick. They're sick of your garbage. They're sick of you looking for something. Look at, if you want to look into a Russian investigation, let's look into the one where, you know, Hillary and the uranium plant, okay? Let's look into when Ted Kennedy tried to get the Russians and told him he would give them leniency, would help them out if they would have taken out Ronald Reagan, right? I mean, let's go down the whole list of actually who has looked in the past to foreign governments to help them out, because obviously they couldn't do it on their own.
Because remember, Trump has actually considered shutting the investigation down before, and if that number keeps dropping, he may well feel empowered to try and actually...
No, actually, he says he wants to see it shut down. He wants to see it stopped. They've got nothing. They're digging under rocks that don't exist. They're look, They impeached three companies. He went after three companies that weren't even around when this went down. It's a joke. Do you understand that?
We do it. So tonight, let's talk about the Mueller investigation. Not about its contents, because we don't know what they are yet, but about the effort to actively undermine it. Not just from Trump and his lawyers, but from, and more importantly than you might think, Trump's TV friends. Specifically, Pumpkin Dad, Captain Virgin, Bad Judge, Whiter Megyn Kelly, the Dunce Bus Junior for President, and of course...
And don't you love this, right? We... When Bill O'Reilly made, do you guys remember this? When he made fun of Maxine Waters and how she looked, did they or did they not go crazy? Right? Did the left, did they or did they not go crazy, right? You can't talk about people like that. You can't say that about, well, you know, especially with the MS-13 people. You can't talk about people like that. It's not right. Here he is. Ripping up all kinds of people, right? Good people. And apparently that's funny and okay. Now, I would tell you, as comedy goes, I don't know, I think it's okay. It's kind of funny. I think it's hypocritical in the way he's going about it, but it is kind of funny. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air. And in the chat room.
Of course, Michael Cohen, client number three, Sean Hannity.
I apologize. Yeah, I know. So we'll have to skip that because it's supposed to be the clean version. And apparently it's not that clean. But here's my point. You have the left that constantly screams about how bad we are, how nasty we are. What bad people we are. And look what happens. They're the ones spewing the hate. They're the ones enjoying this hate. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Time. Be back in just a few minutes.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Back. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know what? Always, what the heck? Oh, sorry. You know, it's just always amazing to me. Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It's always amazing to me how she handles these people. Because I don't know. Remember the what they call them? On Seinfeld. They called him the soup Nazi. Remember him? And that's kind of I would be. When Acosta gets stupid in those meetings, I would just say, okay, that's it. No news for you. Out. It would be that simple for me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's hear, yeah, you know, I wanted to continue on with the other one, but it just gives you an idea how much they hate us. And it doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter the good that we do. The only true news source for them, and I want you to think about this, because this will speak volumes. The only true news source for them, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC. We go down this whole list and think about the news sources, the only ones that they trust. And Fox is total fake news for them. That's how they see it anyway. That's got to scare you because it scares me. It shows you truly where their mind is at. So Sarah Huckabee Sanders slammed CNN Jim Acosta in the briefing and says, Jim, it's really hard for you to understand even short sentences, huh? You got to hear this. This is great. Okay, well, I guess maybe you won't hear it. God bless America. Well, I killed it last time when we had that little mishap, so let's see. Let's see if we can get this one going again. It shouldn't be that hard. But, you know, the way she nails him, I just love it. I think it's wonderful. Let's see. Come on, do it.
Why the president saluted the North Koreans when he was over in Singapore?
It's a common courtesy when a military official from another government salutes that you return that.
Can I just ask a second question, completely unrelated, on these children who are being separated from their families as they come across the border. The Attorney General earlier today said that somehow there's a justification for this in the Bible. Where does it say in the Bible that it's moral to take...
Jim, do you know what the Bible is? I just thought I'd ask. I'm curious, because, you know, I mean, the way they throw this stuff out, the best way to do this, a real reporter, somebody who really wanted a gotcha moment, would have used the full phrase of the Bible and said, look, Jesus said this, 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 and this. How do you justify that? Now, here's the other hypocritical side of this. There's a separation of church and state, according to guys like him. Religion should never come into the decisions the government makes. So why bring it up? I mean, seriously, this is my proof. He makes my case on a daily basis. They don't want equality. They want control. If I use a term, well, God says this is wrong, the Bible says this particular lifestyle is wrong, well, they come after me. And they'll say, you know what? That's wrong. We're not a godly society. There's a separation of church and state. You can't do... And here he is wanting her to defend a policy or a law that we have with biblical principle. Anybody else confused here? Or is it just me?
Take children away from their mothers.
I'm not aware of the Attorney General's comments or what he would be referencing. I can say that it is very biblical to enforce the law. That is actually repeated a number of times throughout the Bible. However, this... hold on, Jim, if you'll let me finish. Again, I'm not going to comment on the attorney's specific comments that I haven't seen. That's not what I said, and I know it's hard for you to understand. Even short sentences, I guess, but and please don't take my words out of context. But the separation of illegal alien families is the product of the same legal loopholes that Democrats refuse to close in these laws.
Did you hear that guy yell, that's a cheap shot, Sarah? No, it's not. If you're going to be an obstinate, arrogant, ignorant person, then you deserve to get hit back with it. He knew what he was saying. He knew what he was doing. He also knew that he couldn't find any group of those words in the Bible. You give him a Bible today, it would take him 3 weeks, he'd come back to have to find it. So, you want to play the game? You know, I used to have this joke with somebody who was running for office and they were a teenager. And everybody wanted us to handle him like a teenager. You know what I said? No, no, no. You play with the adults, you get treated like an adult. You can't throw something out there and expect us to be, you know what he's doing with this, he doesn't know what he's doing. No. Acosta knows exactly what he's doing. He knows what he's trying to do. He knows what he's trying to play. And it's wrong. It's just wrong. And I'm glad she doesn't get away. If we had more politicians like her, we'd have a more solid government.
Those are the same that have been on the books for over a decade. And the president is simply enforcing them.
Policy to take children away from their parents.
What part of it's illegal? It's enforcing the law. And as far as children, listen, if people come in with the intent to break the law, why do they get any extra leniency than someone trying to come here properly, the right way, spending the money, doing what they need to do to get here?
It's a moral policy to follow and enforce the law.
When they come across the border, they're with their parents, and then suddenly they're pulled away from their parents. Why is the government doing this?
Because it's the law, and that's what the law states. And the law...
You guys don't have to do that.
You're right. It doesn't have to be the law. And the president has actually called on Democrats in Congress to fix those loopholes. The Democrats have failed to come to the table, failed to help this president close these loopholes and fix this problem. We don't want this to be a problem. The president has tried to address it a number of occasions. We've laid out a proposal, and Democrats simply refuse to do their job and fix the problem.
This is how it needs to be every single time. Every time they try
to do this, for the moment, media blitz.
Yeah, good for you. Every time they try to do this, we need to nail them. We need to slam them hard. And I don't care who they are. I don't care what side of the aisle they are on. I don't care what group they're with. You need to slam them with the truth. We're either a nation of laws or we're not. Right? It's that simple. And as far as, you know, you don't need to enforce the law. No. We'll let people speed. We'll let them steal. We'll let them do whatever. The utopian world. You know, if these people want this kind of place, they should all just move to California, take it over. They can have it. We'll put the walls up, and let's watch what happens. Let's let them have their experiment, because they're already having their experiment to a degree in California. Poverty's up. Crime's up. You know what they love to tout? I love the new Democratic tout. And again, these are the loons on the left, not the average Dem. What they love to tout is we are the fifth largest economy in the world. Yeah? So what? What does that actually mean? Look at Venezuela. Right? They were one of the richest nations on the planet. Oil rich, and now people are eating their own animals because they can't get food. Think about that. Right? There was a professor, I was going to do a story about, where a professor said that basically Venezuela had a great government system, a great way to bring people in, a great way to... I'm like, are you people serious? Are you really serious? Anyway, a couple of cute little... Can I get them in? A few little tidbits before we go here. And ones I really like. James Comey says, I never knew that Uma was married to Wiener. They hung around together. They all went to dinner at times together. But he didn't know. Here's my comment on that. If you're that incompetent, if you're that dull, and the average Joe, hello, you know, working a 9-to-5 job, knew it, how could the chief of the most powerful law enforcement arm in the world not know it? Right? Think about it. He claims he didn't know that Hillary Clinton's aide, Aberdeen, was married to Anthony Weiner, which makes no sense considering timeline of events, right? Comey claimed it was included in the Inspector General's report. Part of the IG report reads, on October 28, 2016, 11 days before the president's election, Comey sent a letter to Congress announcing the discovery of emails that appeared to be pertinent to the midday investigation. Comey's letter was referring to FBI's discovery of a large quantity of emails during the search of a laptop computer obtained in an unrelated investigation. Anthony Weiner. Comey said that he recalled, actually, in the report it says, he wrote the report, and he says, the husband of Clinton's former deputy chief. So if Comey wrote the report and says that, and then says later on he doesn't, guess what? They call it misspeak on that side. We call it a lie on our side. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me. Look, get informed, get engaged. Don't start spewing with people that you hang out with when you don't really have the information. Don't be them. Be safe. Have a great rest of the day. And God bless. And thanks for listening. We'll be back with you later.